right, Bill Barty, march on up here and get your diploma, buddy.
Is it that time of year?
It is. School's out, school's out. Teacher, let the monkeys out. What are we going to do with them all summer?
You know what? Summer does represent transition for so many of us. For all of us, really.
Yeah, I think so.
But we don't want to hide from this transition. It's also an opportunity for preparation for the future. It's a time to have fun as well. Pressure's off from school and that sort of thing, but maybe the pressure is always on for some folks, and we're going to find out right now. We've got an expert on, Don. We're going to talk to Michelle Eichard. Michelle in the middle about transition into summer, out of school for young people. Her specialty is middle school, but I have a feeling that we'll be able to get bits of wisdom for all of us during this conversation. Michelle, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a long time since Don Yeager or Bill Barty had seen any middle schools, but I'm going to tell you a story that I can remember when I went with my mother to register for middle school. So don't even guess how many decades ago that was. But I can remember as we left after registering, one of the custodians who was working there said, "You better learn how to fight."
Whoa! Don't hear that in school much anymore.
Well, I carried that with me forever. Boy, I went home and started doing push-ups and sit-ups and thought I was going to have to go to battle in sixth grade.
This man had three brothers. He already knew how to fight, Mr. Custodian.
That's
did
true.
Did you get into a fight in middle school? Did it ever happen?
You think he didn't?
I spent my middle school years avoiding fights. I had a pretty good go of it. I made my way through middle school pretty much unscathed, somewhat emotionally and physically, but I think it was just because of my charisma.
I guess I was a scrapper in the group then.
Michelle, we just had Beauty and the Beast playing the last segment, and we were still trying to decide who's the beauty and who's the beast here on this radio program. Don, you may be the beast if you were the scrapper.
Hey, got to do what you got to do, man.
Michelle, walk us through it. We have so many people who are leaving elementary school, and they're going into that middle school, and although the custodian may not say these days, you better learn how to fight, it is a tough transition in life. Give us some advice, some tidbits, and some hints of how our elementary to middle school children can adapt and prepare over the summer.
Sure. Well, I hope that no one is telling kids they need to learn how to fight to get through, because I will tell you that in working with a lot of elementary schoolers, they are afraid of that. A lot of them will say to me, you know, will there be fights in middle school? What's it like? And I have to walk them through that if there is a fight, it probably lasts 3 seconds of chaos, you know, and people are just more posturing than anything else. But that is a real fear of kids, because they see that in movies and on TV, so they're freaked out by it. So I would say talk to kids and let them know the reality of that is one thing. But really, the overall message that I want to stress is people get really freaked out about middle school. Parents do. They're afraid that the world opens up for their kid, and they don't want them to be around bad influences or to start experimenting in dangerous ways. So they kind of convey a message to their kids of fear around middle school. And then it gets a bad rap, and people talk really negatively about it, and kids walk in, as you did, with a lot of fear. So my first bit of advice is to rethink how we talk about middle school. For me, I think it's a really great time of life. Yes, the world opens up, but I think that can be a really terrific thing. So I just want to reframe some of the language that we use when we're talking to kids about middle school.
Are we calling them boys and girls these days?
Yeah, I say kids, but yeah, guys and girls I think is probably the most common. I think boys like guys better than boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds older.
Young men.
Yeah.
So if you don't learn to fight, how do you learn forgiveness?
Wow, that's a very philosophical question.
Because who you were in fighting with was your best buddy.
I think it happens less physically now and more socially and emotionally. I know for girls, There's a term called relational aggression. It happens with boys too, but more commonly with girls. So whereas boys, particularly a couple decades ago, would be more likely to fight with someone physically and then you would kind of get over it and that was it, girls use less physical bullying and more relational aggression. So that means they try to damage each other's relationships. That's how girls hurt each other where it matters most, because girls really value friendship with each other. So they might gossip, they might exclude a girl on purpose, they might post a bad picture of her on social media, anything that would make her look bad in the eyes of her peers. And that kind of aggression does damage that can last, you know, adult women will tell you it can last their whole lives, that sort of hit to the self-esteem. So in many ways, what boys do in terms of aggression, you can get over much more quickly. Go ahead.
That's why a good old-fashioned fight is better than social media. It's over with.
It's over with, yeah.
Right,
with.
You know?
They're going to put you in jail, Don.
Next thing you know, you're buddies again, and you're playing soccer together or whatever, you know? But, yeah, that social media stuff is a whole new ball game there.
It tends to last a long time, the stuff that happens. It's pretty addictive. I don't mind social media. I think there's a lot of good stuff that can come out of it. I say it's like any tool. It's like a hammer or a knife or, you know, any other tool. You don't just give it to a kid and say, here, figure out how to use this, because dangerous things can happen. But, you know, good stuff can come out of it, too. You can learn how to be technically savvy. You can learn good etiquette. You can be creative. You can connect with people. So as long as parents are kind of teaching kids how to use the tool, observing kids use the tool, and slowly letting them have more and more independence with the tool, I think that's a good way to approach it.
Well, Michelle Eichert's joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. She's the author of Middle School Makeover. She's a speaker, blogger, and national contributor to the conversation of youth today. Her website, MichelleEichert.com. Michelle, here on the Carolina Outdoors, and in our listeners all over the place, many people are getting ready for camp. Is camp a time for you to go with an existing friend, or is it a time for us to kind of build ourselves up socially as young people and make new friends? Don't go to camp with just your existing friends. Is that a good prep time for the next step in life?
Yes, I love this question. I love summer camp. I'm a huge advocate for what it does for kids in terms of their own personal growth. And there's some really interesting, at least anecdotal research about what adults feel were the most important moments of their childhood. And they almost never had a parent around during that moment. It was a time when they got to do something independently and take a step towards becoming an adult. And that happens when your parent isn't looking over you. So that happens oftentimes at camp. It's where it can happen safely, where you've got other adults there. In terms of whether or not kids should go with friends, I also run summer camps. I've got 24 summer camps this summer in and around Charlotte to help kids transition to middle school. So I get asked all the time the same question. Should my daughter or son come alone, or would it be better for them to have a friend? I know this isn't going to be a real exact answer, but it really does depend on the kid. Some kids will not go at all without a friend. You can try to force them, but you're going to take them kicking and screaming, and that's a pretty bad experience for everyone. So if they're not going to go without a friend, send them with a friend. You may decide that they should be in a different cabin or in a different group. If it's a day camp like mine, that's fine. I feel like the benefit of going outweighs whether you go with a friend or not. Some kids are just more independent and they're willing to go on their own, and that's terrific. But camp, regardless, is the way to go. I love it.
Get out there, grow a little bit. MichelleInTheMiddle.com, you can go to that website and sign up for camps. If there's still places available, resources, curriculum, advice, blog. Michelle, thank you for taking some time and giving us some advice. I think a lot of this is appropriate no matter what age we are. Don, maybe you and I can learn a little something from this.
Could be.
Transition.
Let's go to camp.
I'm all in.
You want to be go on the buddy system, or you're going on your own?
Uh-oh. Michelle, what do? The Beauty and the Beast go together, or do we need to break up and go meet new people?
Let's break up for the summer.
Okay. You sound like a good team.
I'll meet you back at middle school on the
other
side.
There you go.
Side.
And remember what the custodian said.
Better learn how to fight. Michelle, thank you so much. Thank you for all of our guests here on the Carolina Outdoors. George Schramm, Pops in the Park conductor. Josh Krynock, Tar Heel Trailblazers, as well as Jenny Lane from Blue Blaze Brewery. He's TJ Boggs, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barti saying see you next time in the Carolina Outdoors.